Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello there, Oscar. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Good, glad to hear it. So, what's going on at the weekend?
Knowledge quiz.
Oh, tell me more.
Community quiz night in aid of the Isle of Wight Scouts International Experience.
When is it?
It's on Friday the 12th of January. Doors open at 7pm.
And where is it being held?
The quiz is being held at Newcastle County Cricket Ground in Blackwater Road, Newport Isle of Wight.
Anything else going on down there?
There will be a raffle, a lucky dip, and you can also buy hot food and drinks there too.
And how many do you need to join a team?
Teams of four are invited to take part, but you will need to ring up and register your team. You will need to call 527957.
And how much are tickets to the quiz?
Tickets cost £2 each, and all the money will be raised will be split for the benefit of the Island Scout.
Oh, brilliant. So it's all for a good cause. Sounds like a good night. Well, thanks for that, Oscar.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Hi, you're listening to Maisie. We now are into 2018. Here are my pop predictions for the new year. I think Ed Sheeran is going to be really big this year. I really would like to hear some new material from Little Mix and Ariana Grande, maybe others. My favourite artists are Little Mix, and I really like their new one. I really love to see a collaboration between Little Mix and Fifth Harmony. It would be a big new girl group. If I could bring out a new single with any artist or band, I would probably be Little Mix. That's it for this week. I'll chat to you all soon. Bye.
Now, you walked in with something around your neck, and it wasn't a noose or anything, or a bit of rope or anything like that. What is it?
It is visuals I carry around me at school and outside school as well.
Okay, so what is visuals? What are they?
But like pictures of like days of the week and feelings and stuff, and you know, helps people to understand how you're feeling, what the day is.
Okay, so how can I understand how you're feeling? I mean, I can sort of work out by having a conversation and we're talking and so on and so forth. So how do I work it out by looking at those?
You just have a look at them.
Okay, just describe what you've got there, because there's lots of little things. Just talk us through it.
You got days of the week, you got like chat, time out, you got if you need any help, or I can do it, or you know, class and stuff.
Okay, because when going back about 20 odd years, when I used to work at another radio station up the road, there was this really, really funny girl in the office.
Yeah.
She used to make us laugh because she had a wooden spoon.
Oh.
And on the wooden spoon, there was a sad face one side.
Yeah.
And a happy face the other. And we'd say, Ruth, how are you feeling today? And she'd hold up sad face or happy face.
Okay.
Or if it was like in between, she'd sort of do both and just sort of flick it around.
Okay.
And it was just is this a similar sort of thing?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
So how does it work then? Do you actually, you know, do you hold them up and, you know, do you show people this is how I feel?
Or? Yeah.
Okay, so what if you had to use that now to describe the way you were feeling?
Yeah.
Go on. Do you, what do? You pick it up, hold it up.
Yeah, pick it up and hold it up.
So other people can see.
Yeah, like that.
Okay, so what are we? You got a smiley face, happy face, or a grumpy face?
Like
Ruth. Ruth.
We are happy.
Oh, you're happy. That's good then.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that until you picked it up. So
no.
How does it work when people when you've got that? Is it a case of you turn it over, put it around your neck, so you put that out so people can see it? Is that how it's supposed to work?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been walking about with these?
I've had quite a while now. I've had you know, in primary school and high school and stuff.
Yeah.
So I've had them for years, really.
Is it something that lots of people use, or is it just yourself?
Yeah, lots of people use them if they can't speak and stuff. Yeah.
It's interesting because one of the other students at the school, they had one of these, is it a spinny thing?
Oh, yeah.
And I've noticed that they're like largely available now, and they help in some kind of way as well.
Yeah.
They?
They're quite calming.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do with half a dozen of those. Yeah. Not this morning, though. I'm fine this morning. All right, well, that's fascinating. So can you just read out what other stuff is on there? What other things we got on there? Because there's probably about a dozen. What would you call them then? Are they moods? Are they just... just read them out if you don't mind.
Right. Like, we've got three anxious sort of ones. So, like, green is good, you know, orange is in the middle, and red is, and you're really anxious.
Right.
What else have we got?
Cool. What happens if somebody's colourblind like me then? How are we going to communicate?
I don't know.
What other things you got on there?
I got, I got,
It's quite a lot there, isn't it?
Yeah, quite a lot.
It's hard to keep up.
What about these, Maisie?
Right, these are some more things, sort of ones. So, you've got, like, disgust, you've got proud, afraid, bored, happy, you've got angry, and you've got sad.
I'm just thinking of the bored one. So, when you're in class and you're bored, do you just, like, hold that up?
Yeah, I'm bored.
How great that is! If you're a teacher, you're looking for a result there, aren't you? Like,
yeah.
Strictly Come Dancing, you get seven.
Yeah.
We're looking at Maisie bored.
Yeah, bored.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. It's an eye-opener.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else in the school that has them? Is it another way of communicating?
Some of my friends have got like visuals to tell people how they're feeling and stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's technical term. They're called visuals.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fascinating. I mean, you obviously know about this as well, Marion.
Yeah.
And are there many other kids that have got these sort of things in school?
Yeah, quite a few. Yeah,
it's brilliant. And they help.
Yes, yeah. Tremendously. Yeah.
Excellent.
And we're all stuck for words sometimes to express our feelings or what we want to say, and they just do it instantly for us.
No, that's brilliant. And obviously the spin. How many other different things are there? Because the spin things, you've got these things as well. I mean, they're vital, aren't they?
I mean, we have a section, speech and language, and they help the students tremendously with their speech and what they want to say.
Okay, will you bring them in every time you come in?
Yes, I try to remember them.
Do you take them everywhere you go?
Yeah.
Okay, and the more we get it out there, the more people will realise and know what they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we communicate better.
Yeah.
All right, so MC Maisie Moo in the house.
It's in the house.
All right, just so people can see this. You're doing that thing there with that thing with the hands that rappers do. We're going to get you set up in another studio in a minute. You're going to do some voiceovers for us.
Yep.
Happy about that?
Yep, looking forward to it.
Do you have to hold up the happy thing now, or is that going too far?
I don't know.
I'm going to make my own up, I think. I'm going to get a set of these.
Yeah. I
am going to get a set of these. I might, use them at home and see how they go. Like, beer, please, or put the kettle on. That sort of thing. Tuck in a few of those. Thank you for now. We'll talk in a wee while.
Hi, it's Connor here. Jack Up the 80s Festival is set to sizzle this summer as Boy Band 5 are announced. The band with chart toppers with hits such as Keep On Moving and Got The Feeling, and in the late 90s covered the Queen classic We Will Rock You, which charted at number 1. The organisers of the festival said Jack Up the 80s is one big summer party, and that's the essence of what people love about it. The five boys will be following in the footsteps of other pop legends, and organisers say they like to keep the lineup quirky and unique. They said that following the success of bands such as S Club 7, they always listen to the demands of their audience and try to keep things fresh and exciting. Jack Up the 80s will take place at Small Brook Stadium in Ryde over the weekend of August 11th and 12th. Sell-out crowds and top music make this festival a summer must. Let's just hope we get some nice summer weather to go with it.
Hello again, you're listening to James W. Record, you should know that by now. Now we're into 2018, it's my WWE thought for the new year. I think Mojo Rawley is going to be bigger and better than last year, because remember, he's not been doing too well. I've been the hype driving Luna a lot, and those two have broken up in SmackDown from 2 weeks ago, sometime ago? I can't remember if it was from the time of day. Oh well. I do think Mojo Rawley is going to get a bigger push. I'd really like to see Jason Jordan win some more matches in championship.
Callum,
he's not doing well, I had like, and need a very desperate push soon. My dream with him would be between the Great Khali and the Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman. That'd be one rookie match for me to take. I don't think John Cena leaves match because I do not like him. If I meet any wrestling person at the age of Star, he's my favourite. Anyway, that's all for me this week. Be sure to...
Hiya, Isabel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I've got a bit of a cold, I'm afraid.
I know, I was going to say for you.
I'm a bit croaky.
Oh.
But hopefully it'll be all finished by Christmas.
I hope so.
Yes, I hope so. What we were going to talk about today was the holidays we used to go on as when we were children.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, do you remember
when we used to... Yes, I did.
Yeah, where did you used to go?
Well, because my mother's Spanish, we used to go over to Spain every other year. And then the other times, just to Clacton. Clacton, see. So from one extreme to another.
Yeah, I'm sure Clacton was just as nice.
Not really, no.
No, it might not have been so hot, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in Spain did you used to go?
Northern Spain, so there was no direct flights there, mm-hmm. So we used to have to go on a big liner. And I remember the name of the boat. It was called the Montserrat, well, one of them, and it had a swimming pool on board,
oh.
And we were given red wine mixed with water with our dinner.
Cause well, even as children?
Yeah, gosh. As children, they give you, I was only 8 when I remember that boat, and they'd give you a small glass of red wine, and you just add water to it.
Well.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Did you like that? Do you remember liking it?
Yes, it was really good. Most of the people on board spoke Spanish, and I'd try my best.
Yeah. Hola.
No, well, I understood everything. It was just getting the accent right. I remember my cousins always laughing at my accent.
Oh, right. Yes,
it was lovely.
Well, we used to go to Scotland a lot because my family's in Scotland.
All right.
And I think it was my dad had a mad aunt who was in a home in Edinburgh. So we'd often go to the Highlands, and then dad would coincide with him visiting this mad aunt. But I loved it, but we used to have a caravan, and any time we went up a hill, my dad would say to my brother and I in the back, will you be quiet, because of the tension, you know, the worry of getting up the hill, will we make it, and then we go back down again, we'd be chat, and the next hill would come, and we'd say, will you be quiet, you two, so it was deadly quiet, but it was so beautiful, and then we camped anywhere, we camped by the side of a lock,
oh.
We didn't go to campsites,
oh, that's brilliant.
And we swam in the lock, and my dad was very keen, we used to have a little dinghy, which we took with us, and so we'd go out in the lock, and he'd do some fishing, and one year he looks over and lost his glasses. They fell into the lock.
Oh no!
But yeah, I used to love it.
Did you have one of those caravans you pulled behind you then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, for years. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. See, we couldn't have done that. Not when my mum had 7 children. We just wouldn't have fitted in.
No, you'd have had them on the roof. No, it was just the two of us. So
yeah, it all went very lovely. Well.
Yeah, it was very jolly.
Well, there's only 2 of you. Can you imagine the ructions in my mum and dad's car?
Oh, I know. Gosh, yeah, bad enough for 2.
Yeah.
But with 7, they would have gone mad.
Yeah, we had an estate, and there'd be 2 sitting in the estate at the back. You know, you couldn't do that now.
No.
But, it was fun. Remember, we stopped off at Epping Forest on the way to Clacton.
Oh, yes.
And we picked all these blackberries, and we'd be showing them at the back of the car. We'd put them all into these paper bags. We're eating our blackberries in the car. And then when we got to the bottom, you saw them little tiny white maggot things.
Oh, no!
Not many, but you're thinking, oh! But we didn't.
Not so nice. No.
Get it all. I think that was the first time my dad went out looking for Clacton. So we were going to go for the day, a day trip to the seaside, and that was his first attempt in going, because they didn't pass their test till quite late, and he couldn't find it, so he ended up in Epping Forest for the day.
Yeah.
It was too late by the time we got there.
Oh, God.
But it was good fun.
Yeah.
Have fun running through the forest and that. It's surprising how, you know, having a disaster can turn into something nice.
Yeah, something positive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's lovely. It's a lovely note to end on, then.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Isabel.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Take care.
And you.
See you
Bye.
Soon. Bye.